from KQED.
For all the debate over healthcare in America, it's relatively rare to hear from doctors on the front lines, and even more rare to hear from young doctors about a field they've recently chosen to devote their lives to. Code Black, a documentary by a young resident at L.A. County's storied USC Medical Center, delivers that perspective with punch and passion. Dr. Ryan McGarry joins us now to talk about the film as it plays in theaters in California.
Prior to the 1970s, the notion of a resuscitation, a physician who specialized in those critical seconds or minutes where a lot has to happen very quickly, either in a medical or surgical sense, was not generally subscribed to, nor was there any sort of formal training for that. So that meant that if you came into an emergency department of a hospital, it might be a moonlighter, a pediatrician, a psychiatrist, somebody who had no idea what to do with a gunshot wound or a stroke or a heart attack. USC LA County Medical Center is one of the birthplace hospitals of our specialty of emergency medicine. So what a huge advantage and honor to come to the place where it was sort of invented.
You start this documentary in the operating room, which looks like utter chaos to an outsider. But while you're watching this mob of green scrubs, there's yelling, there's blood. We hear interns like Jamie Ang speaking about this kind of scene in glowing terms.
When I rotated here as a medical student, I saw how the seniors just commanded the place.
Bag, I need a bag.
Let's go, dude. Take that off, go.
And I thought, I want to be that person. I want to be that calm and that cool, that collected, that knowledgeable. That confident.
Yes, I think when you first see something as chaotic as a busy inner city trauma bay, you're kind of going, wow, how is anything happening here that's functional? And then you think, how am I going to do that?
You know, for people who watch medical dramas on television, there's a kind of romantic ideal, an undercurrent, smart, soulful, driven people doing their darndest to keep you or your loved one alive, whether you can pay or not. It seems like you did come across people like this, not just your fellow interns, but also older doctors, more senior doctors who were training the interns. I'm wondering if you can tell us who Billy is.
You're talking about Billy Mallon, MD, who is if you're an emergency medicine doc or nurse, as soon as you hear Billy, you know who that is across the country, maybe even around the world. He is one of the more famous, brilliant educators in our specialty and, of course, is on faculty here at USC LA County. He certainly represents the idea of an excellent ER physician, but also the idea that there's no shortage of characters in our specialty as well.
Billy once told me that emergency medicine was blue-collar work. No pretension, no attitude.
It's right up there.
And it's true. Most of my classmates had no interest in status. They found their value in life's moments instead.
Time marches on. LA County and USC built a new hospital. It's clean, it's quiet, and whatever rules the old hospital could be exempted from because it was so old and so small, doctors have to follow the new rules in the new hospital. Here's Jamie Ang again talking about what that's like to be in a fresh new hospital with a lot of new rules.
I just had a patient with the simplest of complaints. It took me about 2 minutes to see her. I saw her standing right here in the hallway. I don't even need a room for her. Basically, it took me four times as long to document as it took for me to talk to her and do the exam at the same time.
Jeez. We're the most invested in the patient experience. I'm $300,000 in debt. I lost every weekend of my 20s to being on call, every holiday, et cetera. And how did it become that administrators and insurance companies and everybody else who isn't as invested, arguably, is sort of running that experience? We don't necessarily have answers for that yet. You would imagine that the overwhelming nature of trauma resuscitation or a complex critical care case would be incredibly intimidating for someone like Jamie or myself, and it is. But you pick it up pretty quickly, and then as you grow and your training sort of broadens, you figure out that the most difficult thing is not the scientific algorithm, it's the waiting room, it's the access, it's the incredible social problems that are, like it or not, put upon the emergency department and especially one at a public hospital.
Doctor and filmmaker Ryan McGarry produced the documentary Code Black. The film is playing in Los Angeles now and will open in San Francisco on July 11th.